This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. I know it's a gorgeous Saturday morning, and we're not breathing the Canadian air. So that's good news. And you're out there enjoying the weather, but if you ever have any technology questions, we're here in the studio. A couple of pasty white computer geeks not getting any sun to help you out with your computer issues. So there's tons of issues. You know, it's funny, our spot talks about MSPs, managed service providers, and a lot of them out there use a tool from Barracuda that supposed to protect your email, right? It's supposed to give you some mail security there, Dennis.
And, really?
Yeah, it's supposed to make sure the bad mail doesn't come into your system and protect you from attachments that might be bad.
Ooh.
But and they're in the news, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
What's going on with them?
Well, it turns out that their appliances, which you as the
company
user of the service,
yeah,
you would have one of their appliances in-house that's collecting the mail and filtering it, okay?
Right.
Well, it turns out that there's an exploit in that the bad guys have been taking advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've been
doing... Since May 18th.
May 18th, yes. Yeah. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've been doing, of course, is taking a look at your email.
Right.
They've been reading your emails as they go through.
Probably something you don't want bad actors to be doing.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Generally not a good practice.
At any rate, they finally announced the exploit was out, and they said they were addressing it.
Right. They're addressing it, all right.
And then they changed their mind.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to address it. They are telling their customers to rip out their appliances and replace them.
Right.
And what that's telling me is it's bad enough that bad guys are reading the emails that are going through.
Yeah.
But I wonder if the exploit allows the bad actors to plant their software into the firmware of the device.
Right.
So that it survives even after being patched and restarted. And that's why they're telling everybody you just got to throw them away.
That's a pretty bad exploit here.
It's very bad. That's as bad as it gets.
So Barracuda, again, is known as a security company, and lots of our competing MSPs use that tool. I'm not trying to tell you this because it's, it's going to happen to us too. Don't worry. We're all in the same boat of technology and security. The point is, if you have your MSP, you may want to ask them if you have a Barracuda device within your business protecting the email. Because, A, the bad guys probably have already exfiltrated your email. So, who knows what they've read. or what they're going to do with that. And you might say, ah, it's just my email. I mean, most of you know why it's not a good thing, but some people would simply say, ah, it's just my email. Well, they can read all sorts of strings of messages going back and forth between you and your customers, and then act, and then possibly act as your customer, spoofing email, reaching out to your own customers, saying, hey, remember we talked about doing this? Well, mm-hmm. I want you to do that. And
right.
they don't even need to do it from within your email system. They're simply going to act as if they're you because they can create domains that look like your domain that's not you. They can then create users that are with your name
mm-hmm.
at the fake domain, which still mm-hmm. looks like your domain, and right. send the emails that are right within exactly the conversation you had.
Mm-hmm.
They also can take that email and, of course, put it out on the dark web. And the dark web is basically where the bad guys go to share information. And then mm-hmm. those guys can then take that information and try to exploit it. So this is not a good thing that Barracuda is dealing with. It's one of the reasons companies like, well, at Tab, we choose not to put all our eggs in one security basket. Companies like Barracuda try to offer you everything, MDR, yeah. EDR, email. In my opinion, it's not a good idea to use one company for anything.
Right. I think they even have like antivirus solutions and
yeah.
stuff. And yeah, not
the approach we would take.
No.
But we all have our own mouse traps when it comes to cybersecurity. And in this case, Barracuda wants you to literally rip out your mail security and throw it away. Now,
right.
that's not easily said versus done. I mean, you're going to have to change MX records, how your mail flows. And this is going to be damaging to Barracuda because most people are going to simply just choose a different tool. They're not going to go ahead and use the appliance.
If I owned one of those things and I was just told by them to get rid of it,
yeah.
there's no way I'm buying their product. So that's it.
It's going to be
That's the end of me as a customer of theirs.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
In other news, Malwarebytes. Now, we've talked about Malwarebytes for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And we've recommended it as a remediation tool. Like if you have taken our prescription and put in OpenDNS and you have Defender running and you still happen to get impacted by some sort of malware, we would recommend the free Malwarebytes scan. Use it and take care of it.
As a second opinion.
Yeah. Well, what they've been doing, Malwarebytes, is they've been targeting their rival's software as a pup. And you'd think that's all cute, right, Dennis?
A pup?
It's a pup.
Yeah, it's just a pup.
It's just a pup. It's just Malwarebytes saying that basically they say you may have potentially unwanted programs. That's what
right,
pup stands for.
That's what it stands for, yeah.
And basically what they're doing is classifying a competitor's tool as a potentially unwanted program. Now, that's kind of tough marketing.
Yeah, that's brutal.
And they've been going back and forth through the legal system and winning, believe it or not, where these, of course, the legal system doesn't seem to understand technology fully.
And, really?
Yeah.
Oh, imagine that.
And they've been allowing Malwarebytes to do that. And now they finally got into the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said that Enigma Software, which is a company that's filed this lawsuit back in 2017, actually can pursue its complaint against its rival firm, Malwarebytes, for classifying its software. So Enigma, I never heard of Enigma, have you?
I've heard of it as a name, but I don't recall ever using any of their products.
Yeah. And so they are fighting because, of course, they have been claiming that their stuff is potentially unwanted. And it's not unwanted if you loaded it on your machine yourself and as a security tool. It's completely legitimate.
Yeah.
But you don't like to see a pup. You know, if you're a user, you don't want to see your security program to come up and say, hey, you got a pup.
Yeah. And what'll happen sometimes if I'm using, you know, Malwarebytes as a second opinion scan for a customer, it'll show some of these pups listed and the customer will be concerned.
Right.
And, you know, maybe they should be, but I have to tell them, you know, whatever that was didn't really have anything to do with what happened or the reason that I'm doing the scan right now.
Right.
It's just something that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of cases, those pups end up being disabled at various points by Defender so that you don't actually see anything on the screen that tells you that there's anything wrong, which is good, but you still got to get them out of there.
Right. Yeah. So we'll see what Enigma does. And Malwarebytes is a little shocked here that they're being called here. We'll see what happens. But we'll put these links up there for both the Barracuda story and the Malwarebytes story. Anything else you want to bring up here, Dennis?
Oh, well, we have a little bit of a problem that Microsoft had.
Yes, yes.
Past week.
Very interesting.
They had one very bad day.
Yeah.
And it was doubly bad
mm-hmm.
because they had an outage with Outlook.
Yep.
With Exchange Online or Microsoft 365.
Right.
And some users were not even able to open up the Outlook app on their computers.
Right.
Then they managed to fix that.
Yes.
But then other things started going wrong, like Teams started to fail.
Right.
Teams logins were failing. Some other very strange little things later in the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Yes.
Later on...
Somebody claimed responsibility, right?
For a DDoS attack that disabled some OneDrive Online tenants.
Right.
And, at least briefly. And... Those were supposed to be a team of people from Sudan.
The mighty Sudanese geeks out there.
Right.
Bringing down big old Microsoft.
Right. They were going after Microsoft because, I don't know, something.
Yeah, well, yes.
But
it's an American company primarily is what they actually right. said. They're not happy with America, you know, and
yeah.
go after an American company.
But, you know. There's nobody in Sudan that's got the infrastructure to carry out a DDoS attack on Microsoft. Let's just make that clear.
That
infrastructure yeah. does not exist in that country.
Right. So who might it be, guys?
I'll give you three guesses, and they all start with R.
Yes, Russia,
and
Russia,
end
Russia.
With A.
So Microsoft's being attacked by the Russians, but they're saying it's the Sudanese. So there are client, even our own client base, that were impacted by this outage.
Yes. Yeah.
And so again,
we got some calls.
A denial of service is basically like Dennis said, it's a flood of requests that are hammering Microsoft servers to the point where it brings down a service. And to Dennis's point, there's the Sudanese geeks over there don't have any infrastructure or have a bot army designed to go and do this. We highly doubt. We would guess it's not them. And it's somebody else's bots that are doing this. And basically, you could be a bot and not even know it.
True.
Right? And this is another issue with malware, is that you could be conscripted into this army unwittingly and participate in these things because you haven't done a good job of patching your software, patching your systems, putting in the malware, the software that we talk about, to prevent it from happening. And your machine, if it's left on, is then conscripted by the, yes, Sudanese geeks over there. Hey, go attack Microsoft. Go ahead and attack Microsoft, they say.
Yeah.
And your computer says, okay, I'll go ahead and do that. And you're part of a bot army. And that's what Dennis is saying as far as infrastructure. Now, there are actually bot armies that are for rent.
True.
There are bad guys out there and websites out there that will rent their armies to you.
True. And where are all those... outfits based. I'll give.
Well, they're not in America.
I'll give you three answers. They all start with R and end with A.
Russia, Russia, Russia. Exactly. So Microsoft's dealing with a Russian attack. It didn't do too much "quote unquote" damage. It's just again, these denial of services don't seem to. They're not that impactful. You know, from what we've seen, they're just a little disruptive.
And given. To be honest with you, a lot of DDoS attacks are actually fairly easy to carry out these days.
Right.
But there's a lot of defenses against them that are out. And then, of course, you've got the fact that Microsoft's, you know, cloud is very big and yeah. it's deployed around the world. So it's really very hard to carry out an attack on them that actually has an effect. But this one did.
It did.
It affected some of their customers, not a lot, some.
And not to mention just your computer being conscribed as an attack bot, but your IoT, your cameras, your firewalls, your any kind of devices that have had issues.
Weren't there some Chinese cameras that were acting
yes.
as members of a bot? Wow.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a thing they're going to always have to be dealing with because it's hard to prevent this type of stuff. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We are live. Four lines wide open. 860-522-9842 is the number. 860-522-WDIC. Dennis and I are here to help you out. Everything will be posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. We'll be right back.
The music on the AM radio. Yeah, you can hear the music on
the AM radio. And we are back. Yeah, we're going to do some talk, you know, bumps about AM radio, or radio in general, because it looks like the politicians are going to try to make sure the manufacturers of our vehicles continue to have an AM radio built in.
Yeah.
come on, guys. You got to keep AM radio. I mean, I know it kind of sounds, it feels like we always talk about people getting rid of their landlines, right? But AM radio is not the same analogy.
No.
It's a completely different medium than...
Well, it as a medium, it pervades the country in a way that, you know, not even FM does.
Right.
And so if you're out anywhere, you're going to be able to pick up an AM station somewhere.
Exactly. And who would want, I mean, remember the big snowstorms where people had nothing going on? I mean, they listened to AM radio to get their information.
Well, yeah.
They weren't streaming their internet because it was down. They had no power.
Right. Well, I remember during the Snowtoberocalypse, what was I doing? I was listening to this station.
So, yeah, it's nice that the politicians are sticking around, standing up for the AM radio. Get online. Feel free to. Four lines wide open, 860-522-9842 is the number. And we will do our best to take your computer comments, questions, and concerns. As we wait for your calls, I did see a good note. I mean, we talked about Gigabit, right, and how they had their little backdoor on their bias.
Right.
They said they patched it.
They did. <Ooh. laughs>
They didn't tell you to rip out your entire motherboard.
Right.
But they told you to patch it, and they did, and so that's good news.
Yeah, they took responsibility, and they made it right.
So that is something that we're positive about. Do you want to bring up anything else as we're waiting for calls here, Dennis?
Well, it seems Google's having a little trouble with some of their Nest cameras.
All right.
They are randomly going offline.
Okay, that's annoying.
Even when the device itself appears to be online, if you go into the portal where you're supposed to see... You know, what you're getting from your Nest, see the feeds and all that.
Yeah.
It'll say that it's offline.
Yep.
But if you're looking at the thing, it behaves in a way that tells you that it's online. So.
You can't believe your lying eyes because you can't see the video.
Right. And Google's having a little trouble owning up to this problem, even though there's reports of it all over the internet.
But they're saying, no, it's not going offline.
Well, no, they haven't explicitly said that. They just haven't addressed it. It's like... You know, there's all these reports out there, and
Could be another denial of service
crickets
attack from the Sudanese.
Crickets chirping.
could the Sudanese be attacking Google's Nest cameras?
I don't know. Maybe they are, or maybe they're maybe the Russians are uploading malware to them or something.
Who knows?
I don't know.
But you're not getting any information,
right? And it's getting to be a problem. One of the problems with solving the issue is that it might require a factory reset of the camera.
Okay, that's no fun.
Well, it's no fun, but you know, it's something people can do.
But it puts it back to the original firmware.
It'll leave it whatever the firmware was at the moment that you do it, but what it does is it wipes out any stored videos. That's the issue.
Gotcha.
So it's not a solution that a lot of people are going to want to do.
So
even though it might fix the problem.
They don't use little SD cards in their cameras?
I don't know if they have SD ports. I'm not sure. They might. Or maybe people just count on the internal storage.
Yeah, that could be true.
I wish I had one and then I would know more about it. But
right. All right. Well, we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Three lines just filled up. So Tom, Bob, and one line more. Don't know your name yet because Carolyn hasn't chatted with you yet. But I'll get that soon. Feel free to get online. There's one more line open. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And try to prevent the Sudanese army from attacking your machine. but everything's been posted by Mike G over at our Twitter account. So if you follow Tab Computer Sys at Twitter, everything will get into your newsfeed. No problem. Facebook, who knows? I mean, if Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy and you're not in Australia, and now, thanks to Buffy in California, you're not in California. Literally, her name is Buffy. I'm not making that up. She has said they don't want... It's a whole news thing. It may or may not get into your news feed, but you can follow us at Tab Computer Systems and like us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility.
at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And it'll get there. Hopefully, it'll be right back. Yes, this is one of the best anthems to radio ever written. Thank you, Carolyn. And if you don't know what it is, you're way too young. So let's go to your calls. Actually, it's Rush, Spirit of the Radio. We're going to go to your calls. We're going to go to Tom in Torrington and see what he's got cooking out there. Tom, what's happening?
Hi, guys. Hi. Great show and service as always.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. I have lousy cell service at my house.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I know you guys always talk about Wi-Fi calling.
Yes, sir.
Right.
My Wi-Fi calling is actually worse than my cell service.
Ooh.
What could be the issues there?
How old's your cell phone?
It's a little older.
Okay.
I don't know. It's an iPhone 8.
8. Yeah.
That's
getting up there. So Wi-Fi calling was something that It's kind of relatively new. Maybe in the last 5 or so years has become more popular and more reliable on these cell phones. So my guess is that your phone itself is just not that up to speed, and or your Wi-Fi in your home is just not that up to speed, or both in this case, to give you a good result. Now, Wi-Fi calling is also a bit of a problem even for me too.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis knows we stand here in the vestibule every morning to get into this building. Because we are not employees of 1080, we're locked out. We can get in any other door in here, but we can't get it into the vestibule, from the vestibule into the building. I have to make a call. And of course, it's Wi-Fi calling. And literally, when I tell my phone to make the Wi-Fi call, Dennis will attest to this. We're sitting there, and it's not connecting.
Right. Your phone isn't doing anything. You've pressed the dial button, and it just sits.
Sits and waits. Yeah. And you're waiting for that packet to get whatever, wherever it's got to go. It even happens at home occasionally. So Wi-Fi calling is not a perfect thing. It's because it's being controlled by the internet providers that mess with, quote unquote, the net neutrality, right? Are they going to allow the SIP packet to fly through or not, right? And some systems are against SIP.
Yes.
We found it even with businesses that have phone systems that are put in their carriers, whether they be the big broadband companies, the cable companies, are blocking these SIP packets for whatever reason. So it may not just be you, Tom, but I suspect it is in this case. You have an older phone and probably an older Wi-Fi system, correct?
No, I have brand new fiber Frontier with their Euro.
Okay.
There's
probably
one,
the phone.
Yeah, and there's one suggestion I'm going to make.
Okay.
And that would be to see if a different Wi-Fi band works better for Wi-Fi calling.
Great question.
I have noticed on my own phone, which is a Samsung Galaxy, is that when I'm on 5G, things like Wi-Fi calling are just not very reliable.
It's crazy. It's supposed to be faster.
Yeah,
but
it's supposed to be faster, but there's got to be something in how the packets are transmitted that's probably causing a failure of timing.
Right.
And then the call drops. But that's just an artifact of how that higher frequency works over the radio. And if you try 2.4, it might work better. Conversely, maybe on an iPhone, the 5G works better than the 2.4. I don't know. I'm just suggesting that it might make a difference.
And these carriers, too, the phones are actually, in some cases, encrypting the calls.
They do. The Wi-Fi packets that they use are encrypted.
Which can cause some of that delay, too.
Right, because the phone is having to
deal with all that.
Well, encrypt, then decrypt every single packet that goes in and out. Yeah.
Right. So, try the 2.4 band. See if you're on that band, Tom. That's a good idea.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, sometimes it works all right. Other times I can't make a call. Other times I drop a call.
Yeah.
At times I try to text. It comes back. Your message was not sent.
That's a little different.
Yeah. But again,
that's not using Wi-Fi. Well, no, on an iPhone that does use internet.
Exactly.
Sorry.
So he's still in the same Wi-Fi. So I think it's back to your phone again.
Yeah.
If you're having that kind of trouble, Tom, you probably can get it through committee to upgrade.
Okay. When I'm sitting at my computer using my phone, the router is literally 5 feet away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm at a further distance, it seems to work a little better.
Oh, that's also an artifact of how Wi-Fi radio transmissions work. That's been a complaint ever since Wi-Fi existed. Sometimes you can be too close for it to work reliably. And again, that has to do with the timing of how the radio packets are coming in and out of the phone. And I don't even understand that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to figure out why that happens. But I do know that is a phenomenon. It's something that goes way back to the origin of Wi-Fi, and it probably will remain an artifact of Wi-Fi no matter what they do with the protocols in the future, because I think it has to do with physics.
All right.
Yep. All right. Okay, very good. I appreciate your assistance. Go into the router to change it to 2.4?
No, on the phone.
On the phone. Make sure you're connecting to the 2.4 broadcast, unless the router is not giving you a separation.
Right. Okay. What you might have on the router, the only thing that you would do is maybe, if you have to, is change the name of the 5G SSID or network name or SID to reflect that it's 5G. You might want to just put like a 5 at the end of the name so that you can tell the difference on the phone. and then tell the phone which of the two to connect to.
Right, tell it to forget the five and connect to the two.
Right. Or vice versa.
All right. Good luck, Tom.
I appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, sir.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go on to, we got Jerry in Plainville. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, I got a quick question on cutting the cord.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, I have an appointment scheduled on the 21st to have GoNet speed connected to my
jealous.
Phone. You're going to be happy.
Jealous.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've listened to the show, and, you know, I'm going to take a chance with, not a chance, I'm going to take UMA.
Yeah.
For because you know we have landline now through our cable.
Yep.
So and then you know I'm going to start streaming. So anyhow, my question is, should I, you know, get UMA now and use it, set it up and use it with my cable provider?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. And then, well, I'm thinking the process, the sequence. You know, I'll have my current number ported over.
Yes, sir.
To UMA,
yep.
And then when I switch internet service,
you'll be all done.
Will I have to reset?
Nope.
No.
My UMA to say I'm not using that internet company anymore. I'm using this, you know, GoNet speed.
Nope, UMA doesn't care.
They don't care at all.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah, go ahead and do one thing and get it cut over, and then when you're able to get everything cut over, you get to take all your Cox equipment, probably, right? And go to the store.
No, I live in Plainville, and it's Comcast.
Bring all your Comcast equipment back to the store and take a picture.
Right.
Take a picture of yourself and post it and celebrate all the money you're going to save.
I've been waiting to do this for a while. I actually worked for them for 10 years.
Well, it's okay. I mean, they're not doing you any favors. Are you getting any kind of discount?
Not anymore. I used to. You know, when you leave, they give you a pretty good deal for 3 years. But,
gotcha.
That's gone. So.
It's gone.
All right. Well, I appreciate the knowledge.
Yeah.
I love your show. So thank you very much today.
All right, Jerry. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Right, bye-bye. Yep. So he's going to cut the cord. You can do the UMA first. Doesn't really matter. And then you can go ahead and cut over and start streaming. And then pick a streaming network, whether it be FUBU, YouTube TV, Sling TV, you name them. There's tons of them out there. We're going to step out for a quick break. Two lines for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. And we are back. We got one line open for you guys on this lovely Saturday morning. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. Carolyn's got a theme going with the radio because it looks like our politicians are going to try to save AM radio on our cars. Yay.
Woo.
Let's do it. I don't know what I would do without AM radio. It is the only thing I listen to. Actually, I listen to AM radio on 96.5 HD2, to be fair. So let's go to Bob in Berlin. Carolyn is, you know, pushing for you there, Bob. What can we do for you?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, a couple of things before I get to my question here.
Yeah.
You know, on that Wi-Fi calling, I use it down here, and I have the same issue where I'll call a number, and it's just dead air.
Right.
And so I've learned that if I just hang up and hit redial, it goes right through. And so far, it hasn't failed. So
all right.
I don't know if that's going to help you guys or not.
All right.
Well, that's a workaround.
Yeah. And then, like I said, that's what I had to do today to get to you guys. So, but anyhow, the other issue is just a comment on your Odyssey. It stinks.
The Odyssey?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I realize that, you know, you guys got to get sponsors someplace, but, you know, do I really care about somebody out of Pennsylvania and getting my home improvement stuff done, you know, or buy a car down there, but whatever. So
that's interesting.
Well,
so you're saying the app is giving you commercials outside your area?
Huh.
Well, yes.
So ironically, I was listening to a Tampa station through the Odyssey app last weekend. And it of course worked. The idea is it's supposed to geofence and only present to you spots that happen to be within your area. So I was listening to all the Hartford spots, even though I'm listening to Tampa radio station.
Oh.
It's the way it's supposed to work. So somehow,
yes.
Could you be on a VPN, Bob, where the Odyssey app says, hey, Bob is actually bouncing to a VPN in Pennsylvania?
No, I'm usually out on my walks.
Gotcha.
You know, I the issue is that I had an AM radio, it died, so yeah. I said, well, let me try Odyssey.
Gotcha.
And other things is that, you know, the newscasters sometimes I get it interrupts the newscast. At 5 o'clock, I want to listen to the news.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. It drops, gotcha. And I gotta. And unfortunately, I'm not coordinated enough to be able to walk and look at the phone and operate the phone at the same time.
I gotta
stop walking.
All right. I mean, I've had good luck with it.
No big deal, but
I've had good luck with it. But no, this is your experience. And the beauty of this program is it's podcasted on the Odyssey app. So we'll make sure that Carolyn marks this and sends it up to the higher ups to hear about your issues with the app, and hopefully they improve things.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, but anyhow, the reason why I'm calling is that last Thursday I got an email from Microsoft saying that I am no longer being protected by Defender.
Oh no.
So, it there was no links.
Yeah, I just told you to call to tell you to make a phone call.
No. It just said that you're no longer being protected by Defender.
That's a weird thing.
And like I said, there was no links to go anyplace. So I said, well, maybe they are trying to tell me something.
Right.
And so I went to Defender, on my computer, and sure enough, I'm not being protected. But I used to have a Cronus Cyber Protect.
All right.
I think it was by your guys' recommendation, a few years ago.
We recommend Acronis for data transfer, but
well, what they've done is they've rolled that into a bigger product, and it does include an antivirus solution.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you have antivirus probably through a third party other than Defender. Weird, you would receive an email for it though.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, strange. I got two of them. I got two of them from Microsoft. So that's why I was a bit concerned because I am a little paranoid, I guess.
Yeah.
But. But Acronis is, and I thought I had removed it, totally removed it from my computer, but it's now I'm looking at it. And I did this on Thursday also. I tried to shut it all down. And today it's back up and running again.
So we have to find an uninstall for you for the Acronis security tool is what you're trying to do, right? You haven't paid for that tool?
I used to, but not lately.
All right. So let's find a removal tool. We're going to find one for you and put a link over at computertalkwithtab.com. Once you remove it, Defender will then kick back in. Now, getting emails is bizarre. I don't know why. It sounds ridiculously legitimate here because you really aren't running Defender. Why Microsoft would send an email to that fact is bizarre. They would normally send a pop-up within the security center saying you're not running it, but they normally wouldn't do that because you're already protected by something else. So this is a bizarre combination.
Now, I am using Office 365.
Oh, it's okay, but
it is being sent to it says desktop Bob isn't fully protected,
mm-hmm.
and real time protection was turned off on the Windows device 6/8/2023. Turn real-time protection back on to help protect this device from malware.
Right.
And that's all. And no links. No, I can't click on anything to go anyplace. No phone numbers, no nothing.
That's good. Okay, well, I don't know why they would condition their users to getting an email like that, but it is what it is. So we're going to find an Acronis removal.
Okay.
We found one. We're going to post it.
Yeah, and then you can go ahead and follow those instructions, and then Defender will automatically kick back in. But anytime you receive an email from anybody, never click on the links.
I don't.
All right. Never call the numbers.
That's why I typically just say, block this, whoever sends it to me.
Right.
But because there was no numbers to call, no nothing to do with it, I say, maybe this is true. And sure enough, it was true. So,
yeah, very weird. All right, Bob. Well, we're going to give you that information and go out to computertalkwithtab.com and follow the instructions.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And we'll make sure management listens to your complaints on the Odyssey app, all right?
Yeah. Okay, I would appreciate that.
You got it. All right. So again, the app is nothing's perfect. I like it. Geofencing is kind of neat.
I think it's nice.
Yeah, you can actually, you know, when you're listening, you can listen to the podcast. You can listen to the shows you want to listen to, and you should hear the commercials that are within your region. Right? It makes no sense to advertise outside of that. So I don't know. That's weird that he was getting Pennsylvania commercials. So we're gonna be here till 11 o'clock. Although I do like the fact that a listener wants to hear the right commercials. That's exactly what we want.
I'm sure the radio station loves hearing that, too.
Exactly. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Declan and Rick, hang on, and we'll get to your calls right after the news. We'll be right back.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.